crews are working around the clock to finish a new exhibition on the South Coast, which answers a 2,000-year-old question. What happened to two lost cities in Egypt? Nearly 300 artifacts go on display this weekend in a one-of-a-kind archaeological showcase at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley. The sea literally swallowed those cities, but an underwater archaeologist made an incredible discovery, finding the cities under the seafloor of the Mediterranean.
All the artifacts has been found far away from the present coast of Egypt in cities which has been submerged by the Mediterranean Sea and which has been totally sealed with sediment. And all the artifacts were found under the sediment, under the sea. One city was 4 miles away from the present coast of Egypt, and another city was 1 mile away from the present coast of Egypt.
Frank Gaudio is the president of the European Institute for Undersea Archaeology and the director of excavations. He says while research gave them some ideas as to where to look, it took them time to realize they'd found an archaeological gold mine.
From ancient texts, we knew that they were fabulous cities, very powerful cities of their time. But when we started to discover the artifact, it was really step by step because we discovered one stone, one limestone block, one monument, and then we understood that it was not only one block but several blocks, and it was a wall, and it was a big wall of a temple, and then we were in a temple and we started to find the statue in the temple.
The exhibition called Egypt's Lost Cities highlights more than two decades of archaeological excavations. The hundreds of pieces tell two different stories about the cities claimed by the sea.
On the first side, it actually talks about the two lost cities of Egypt. They were thought to be three cities, a city called Canopus, a city called Thonis, and a city called Heraklion that had been gone for centuries. And through Frank Gaudio's underwater archaeology and his finds, they realized they were actually two cities because Thonis and Heraklion were the same city. Part of this exhibition talks about the story of those two cities, and then the other side of the exhibition talks about the myth of the god Osiris. And that's where the Canopus city comes from, because Canopus was known for the way in which it worshipped its god, Osiris.
Melissa Giller is with the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute. Giller says the artifacts range in size from something which fits in your hand to works the size of a tree.
You'll see small little coins and pieces of jewelry, small statues that are, you know, the size of your small finger on your hand. And then you're going to see 17-foot tall colossi statues of the god and the pharaoh and the god Hapi. You're going to see an 18-ton, about 20-foot tall stela, which actually talks about the gods and the pharaohs. We are the only location in all of the United States that has displayed this huge stela because of its weight. All the other locations that have had this exhibition couldn't hold its weight in its museum.
One of those large-scale works is a giant statue.
It's a statue of the god Hapi, H-A-P-Y. He's the one which brings abundance and fertility to the kingdom thanks to the flood of the Nile. It is the biggest statue of God ever found in Egypt. 18 feet tall.
That's undersea archaeologist Frank Gaudio. He says the exhibition also shares how the undersea excavations took place.
People which are interested in the adventure of discovering the artifact, we show also the way they have been found underwater with visuals, with 3Ds.
The undersea archaeologist admits that even his team was astonished by what they were finding.
Every day, when we awake with my team, we think, okay, before it has been fabulous, but it cannot be better, and it's still better and better.
Dr. Mustafa Waziri is Secretary General of the Supreme Council for Antiquities in Egypt.
It is like appetizer for the people to come and see and visit. Those 293 pieces are our ambassadors.
Egypt's Lost Cities opens Saturday at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and runs through April 12th. Admission to the special exhibition is free with the purchase of a regular ticket to the library. But with large crowds expected, it's recommended that you buy advance tickets online at the library's website. Pre-purchase tickets allow entry to the exhibition at a specific time. In Simi Valley, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.